Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
In the studio now, we have Yvonne. Yvonne, hello.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, so weirdly enough, that's one of your favourite bands, right, you were saying?
It's unbelievable. What a coincidence.
Right, yeah.
It was meant to be, clearly.
It was meant to be. It's the first time we've met as well, isn't it?
It is.
So, yeah, we've been having a laugh in between songs. Actually, I was going to play another couple of songs so we could carry on having a laugh, but I thought, no, we better get down to business. So, listen, you're here primarily to tell us all about the Soapbox. Now, the thing is, I've overthought something, Yvonne. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Derby or Derby. Is it the Soapbox Derby or Derby?
Derby in English, but American English it would be Derby, yeah.
I watch too many, probably, American TV shows. So what's it about? I was going to call you Siobhan then, because I was just talking to Siobhan earlier.
Well, basically, I think, not that I've been to that many other Soapbox Derbies, but it's typical in as much as we have carts that do a race, not a very long distance, but downhill, so they can get up to some speeds. And there's several prizes for the fastest. There's a prize for the wackiest. And generally, it's a wonderful day out because we not only have the carts racing, we have a variety of things on the field as well. We have entertainment, we have a stage, lots of food and drink, things to keep the children occupied. So a really nice family day out.
Yeah, because there's loads going on. So how many entrants do they have?
Well, we've got 24 carts participating.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is. It's not a phenomenal amount. In bigger derbies, they have sort of 50. But given our facilities, it's a nice number. And the nice thing is the carts have two or three goes on the track, yes.
Oh,
yeah, which is nice for them.
Yeah. So how close can people get to the track then?
Very close. If you know London Road from Sun Corner, it's a slope all the way down to the junction with Western Road, and that's the track essentially. But we've got barriers, safety barriers all the way along that road, and hay bales just in case something goes a bit pear-shaped.
But it looks good as well.
It does. It looks fun. But yeah, very close to the action. And then, of course, they can move to the field during lunchtime where there's food and there's a bar and things for the children to do.
There's a bar for the adults and there's loads of stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, wonderful combination.
Yeah. But the weird thing is as well, when I was looking, there was like loads of specifications. But I suppose for safety reasons, there has to be. So like it can't exceed 110 kilograms in weight. It has to be 1.5 metres, chassis clearance and all things like that. One I like, it says no catapulting mechanisms. I'm loving that. So it's
no
got
ejection
to be fair. Yeah, I would have been definitely coming along for that one if there was ejection seats. But I suppose there has to be strict rules just to ensure that not only it's a fair game, but also the health and safety reasons.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, it's never more important than in an event like this. And in fact, it's tomorrow night, every cart that's participating has to turn up in Billericay at a pre-designed place and a space so that they can be scrutinised, that's the word. So they have to undergo scrutineering tomorrow night to ensure that they do conform, because you're quite right, all of these requirements are based on health and safety. And we, you know, not only need to keep the public safe, we need to keep the drivers safe as well.
Of course, yeah. That's going to take a long time. It's 24 carts as well.
Yes,
so
yes,
they've all got to be looked at first.
Yes.
So how many people are looking at them? I can envisage one man in just, you know, overalls.
It might only be one man. No. There'll be a team of them there, you know, and experts in their field because we just don't want to take any chances, you know.
So what other events are kind of going on around there? You said there's stuff going on for kids and things that.
Well, the racing itself starts at, the doors open at 10, but racing starts at 11. And that goes on for a couple of hours till about 1 o'clock. And then we have a break for lunch. And we've got several things organised to keep people amused. We've got Billericay Theatre, who are always great supporters of us. They've got a parade with characters, and they really went down well at Christmas Market. Aww. There are Disney characters, Pixar characters, pantomime characters, and they're great fun. They really are. And then at about 1 o'clock on the stage, there'll be Funky Voices, which is, they're a terrific choir with a really very entertaining leader. She's really good fun. And then from 1:30 till 2, we've got the Billericay Theatre Girls Singers, so that should be very entertaining. And then the second cart run starts again, so they'll have another go in the afternoon between 2:30 and 4:30. And then that's followed up by another half hour of stage entertainment with some girl singers, so, and they're pretty good. And then at 5:00, we have the prize giving, which goes on till 6:00. And then at 6:00, we do our darndest to open up the roads because we know it can sometimes be an irritation for people not involved to come up against a road closure. But hopefully, as soon as the prizes have been given, our ops team will work to open the roads again and put everything back to normal.
Fabulous. Mm. Well, it's all for a good cause as well. And I want to find out more about what you do. But I did ask you, didn't I, if you've got a request. So we'll play a song first and then come back. Do you want to say what the song was?
I'd love to hear anything by Bruce Springsteen, but I think Glory Days might be a good choice.
Here we go.
Thank you.
I feel terrible cutting in there, especially as it's Yvonne's
favourite. I'll let you off, Jo.
So if you have just tuned in, you're very naughty for doing that anyway. But we've got Yvonne here from the Mayflower Rotary, Billericay. Do you know what? I can't talk today. Shall I let you carry on? Go on, Yvonne.
Well, yes, I'm here representing Billericay Mayflower Rotary.
I'm glad you're here. Go on.
I'm glad I remembered. Yes, yeah, so yeah, we're one of three Rotary clubs in Billericay. There is the original club, which is Billericay Rotary. That's a club that meets at lunchtime and has done for many years. But I think it came to a point whereby it wasn't suitable for a lot of people who are obviously travelling up to London, so couldn't meet at lunchtime. So I think it was 33 years ago, our club budded off that club, if you like, and we meet in the evening. And then about 6 or 7 years ago, we decided we weren't recruiting phenomenally quickly. So we decided to try and start up another club, and we called it the Satellite Club, with a very different way of meeting and of organising things. And that has been a huge success, in as much as now they've got over 30 members and they are another Rotary club in its own right. So that's the Rotary Club of Billericay Town. So there are three of us, three groups in Billericay. And, you know, I have to say we all work together sometimes, but independently as well, raising money and supporting all sorts of amazing charities.
Well, I've seen some that obviously a lot of them are Essex-based as well, like Hamlin House, supporting young children and families with disability, Friends of Lake Meadows as well, which are community care for parks. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many. Food for Thought, young carers.
Yes.
I mean, you can go to the website, which is...
The website, just type in Billericay Mayflower Rotary and you'll get there, yes.
MayflowerRotary.org. You can find out all the brilliant work they do. But you've got different skill sets as well that you sort of like shout out for people that you require, right?
Well, really, anybody who's willing to give up their time and sort of muck in really as part of a team. We're a club that is getting older, it has to be confessed. But in order to combat that, if you like, and faced with not having many new younger members, we started a group called the Big Eventers, and they're usually children, adult children of our members, and they want to help, they want to be involved in local activities, but they don't want the commitment of meeting every week.
Sure.
So, and I can perfectly well understand that. We all lead very busy lives, and if you've got a family, it's very hard to find the time. So what we do is they're included in the loop with our newsletter and any other communications we have for our big events. And, well, we always hope that some of them at least will turn up, and they always do. And they've been a huge boost to us because they're younger, they bring different skill sets, and, well, I don't know what we'd do without them. So the more the merrier, really.
Okay, so that's a massive shout out to everybody who's part of that.
Yeah.
But you're right, everything has to involve to get new blood. You know, you're working different even to 10 years ago, you know,
absolutely,
with Zooms and things like that now as well. So, like, everybody interacting via that.
Well, that kept us going over the lockdown. I have to say, we were lucky. Most of our members embraced that technology, and we were able to meet every week on Zoom. I mean, you know, it's not a substitute for face-to-face, but certainly under the circumstances, it was, you know, hugely better than nothing.
And so if people want to come and sort of help out, they don't have to sign up, do they?
Not at all.
And then spend I've got to commit to this amount of time. It's not that.
But on our website, they will see a little link that says Big Eventers. All they have to do is give us their name, contact details, and any particular skill set that they've got, or whatever they would like to do, marshalling, or if they're good with electricity, whatever. We'd welcome them all. And then they're informed of our big events. If they're free, if they would like to participate, then all they have to do is tell us. But if they don't, well, there's always the next time.
Well, that's brilliant. Yeah. And if you know someone, it's about spreading the word.
Absolutely.
And that's why you're here.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. So it is on the 30th of April at Sun Corner. We always say on the news, Sticky in Billericay. It's always in Sun Corner. So
it's going to be there.
So, but it's fun literally for all the family.
Well, there is
well.
Because we've got children's amusement. That we've got a little fun fair for younger children. I think we've got about 8 food outlets, and I think we've got a range of, you know, we choose so that everyone's got a range. There's obviously a bar, ice creams, which is one of my favourites.
Oh, happy days.
We have a we have a classic card exhibition, if you like. People enjoy looking at other people's cars, which is interesting. And we've also got an interesting guest, a young man who's part of a team of 4 who are going to row across the Atlantic.
Wow.
Yeah, to raise money. They're called the Ordinary Boys, but it's very peculiar spelling. But anyway, they're bringing their craft, their boat, I suppose, to the ground, to Sun Corners, so that people can have a look at it and they can spread the word about this amazing adventure that they're going to go on.
Well, for a minute there, I thought you were going to say that they'd put wheels on it and they were going to use it in the race. I was
well, that's a thought. Just, I don't think that it would comply.
No. So for people to get there, if you can just let us know again what time it starts, how much it costs, and really where the money's going to go to.
Well, doors open at 10. The racing starts at 11. If people could go online to the Soapbox Derby website, again, just type in Billericay Soapbox Derby and it'll come up straight away. You buy your tickets there online. You can buy tickets on the day, but I think they're a couple of pounds more expensive on the day. So really, families would do well to buy online in advance, and then we just scan the tickets as they come in. During the course of the year, we respond to requests for help, and we try unofficially to keep it to 3/3. So a third locally, a third nationally, and a third internationally. Because I don't know if you know this, Joe, but it was Rotary that started the campaign to eradicate polio.
No, I didn't know.
And every club in the world is involved in this. And the marvellous thing is, for every pound that we raise to end polio, for the End Polio Now campaign, the Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, will add £2 to that.
Wow, wasn't aware of that.
And £1 buys 5 vaccines. Mm. So, you know, it's an amazing project. We're almost there. Mm. I think this year there's been 1 reported case, but until we have 3 years with no cases reported, WHO can't declare that the disease has been eliminated, as was for smallpox. Mm. You know, we've saved hundreds of thousands of children and adults suffering from a disease that is incredibly debilitating.
No, well, I didn't know about that. So also, everyone that will come along to the Soapbox Derby or Derby, if you're American, will know that they're contributing in some way, which is huge. Yvonne, thank you ever so much again. I'll probably see you at the bar or having an ice cream, one of the two.
Well, you stand a very good chance of us bumping into each other at either of those two places.
Thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Joe.